the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now, here is your host, Kip Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location at Moon Doggies, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the entire season. This segment of the Sean Pender Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Barber's Body Shop, Air Adjusters, Jessup Furniture, and by Moon Doggies. And now join us, the head coach for the Brunswick High Pirates, Coach Sean Pender.
All right!
It's nice to get an ovation even after our loss.
Yeah, we got a good crew here tonight. Coach, we opened up the season last Saturday night in Douglas, Georgia, and it didn't come out like we wanted. We lost to Coffey 30-13. We were scheduled to play on Friday night, but weather did not permit that. So talk a little bit about how that kind of got the week started off last week, the weather delay.
It's crazy weather here, isn't it? It just seems like every time we try to go do something, it likes to rain and lightning on us a little bit. But yeah, I mean, you know, when you travel, you get up for a game on a Friday and traveling, 2 hours on a bus to get somewhere, and you got your whole routine going, and you kind of get out of your routine a little bit, and you got to travel 2 hours back, and then you got to get the guys up again. And I thought we did a pretty good job. We had to refocus our guys, but you know, all in all, I did think they did a pretty good job considering all the traveling they had to do to get ready to go back the next day.
Coach, you're an offensive efficiency kind of coach, and every time, I guess when we cross midfield, you expect to score. Talk about how frustrated you were with the red zone issues we had last Saturday night. 2 for 5 inside, you know, most of them was inside the 20-yard line. We only came away with 13 points.
You got 2 for 5, I got 2 for 6.
Okay, 2 for 6.
No, I'm counting the turnover that we had on the opening drive, because on the opening drive, DJ, the fumble they called him, was, inside the 10-yard line. Okay. So I'm counting that one as well. But but yeah, it is frustrating, you know, especially when we do know how to finish, and then on that opening debut, I guess we didn't finish. We, had opportunities, but not finishing, not coming away with points is something that I'm not used to anyway, and that's going to change. It was due to turnovers, I believe. I forgot how many possessions we had, but we didn't have any possessions. We had a punt. I believe we only had one fourth down all night, which we converted that one. So it is frustrating not being able to finish those drives and the turnovers.
Coach, you had said prior to going into that game, you were a little worried about us holding on to the football, considering the weather and all. I think we had some issues in practice, and you were a little concerned about that going into the game, and it turned out to be a kind of a nightmare. We had 5 turnovers. Those are things you can coach up. Talk a little bit about things we've done this week to kind of correct that.
Well, we did talk about how cliche it is when you talk about, what are the keys to victory? And, controlling the line of scrimmage is one of them, that's element, and then not having the turnovers. And both those were false for us. I don't think we controlled the line of scrimmage like we should have. And then, of course, we had the turnovers. Number one thing, you have to address it, and you adjust it in different ways. But we do practice the ball security. It's not like that's something that we don't practice. We practice that daily. We just did a little bit more emphasis on it, especially coming up with it. The one time DJ said he was down. But the bottom line is he didn't come up with the ball. And then we talked with our quarterback play just about how we want to make sure we're not late on the ball. So he was late a couple times. And, he's fortunate we only had 2 picks. He had a couple late balls where there could have been more. And then the other one was just just a tip ball, and we talked about the importance of making those catches and running good routes and being on time. So we just stressed it.
Coach, this was Coffey's second game of the season, our first game of the season. Was that a difference kind of in that outcome or some of that kind of stuff? I know that you would have preferred to play on the 0 week, but we had to buy. Just talk a little bit about the advantage that they had by playing their second game. And you had said in a previous show that the biggest improvement goes from week one to week two, and it was week one for us. So talk a little bit about that.
It was, and you go back and you watch the way Coffee played in week zero and the way they played in week one. They were a much improved team. You know, they're a very good football team to begin with, but they had a couple mistakes they made in the Effingham game that they didn't make against us, and they were able to hone in on it. And that's a sign of a really good football team, and that's what I believe we are. And I'm hoping we're going to see that, you know, here tomorrow night, that we're not going to make the same mistakes that we made last week. And we learn from our mistakes, and we get better from our mistakes. And if we do that, you'll see a very, very good, high-efficiency football team.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender. Live at Moondog, he's on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, offense, 287 yards passing on Saturday night, 110 yards rushing, right at 400 yards of total offense. We didn't punt the whole night. I don't know if you're probably going to come back and say turnovers probably had something to do with that, but we didn't run out of punt team, and we moved the ball pretty much the whole night. You had to be pleased with the offense.
I was pleased in the fact that we moved the football, but we're expected to. You know, I expect our offense to go on the field and score every time that they have the football. So, the fact of the matter that we didn't finish, you know, that sticks in my mind the most, and getting the turnovers, and we need to make sure we finish those drives before I say it was a good night. Stats, that don't mean anything when you have an L.
Jamarius Stevens did some good things, did some not so good things. Your assessment of his play last Saturday night?
Well, one, I'm going to give the kid credit for stepping up. You know, he has a hurt shoulder. You know, he had the hurt back, and we didn't know if he was going to be playing. But yeah, you could see that he didn't have the normal zip on the ball. He flirted the ball. He was late on his throws. He was pushing it. So we tried to hone in on some of those fundamentals, and he was a lot better this week. You know, Monday was a little bit difficult. Tuesday he got better, and today he threw the ball like the old Jamarius. So that's definitely a good sign, and hopefully he'll carry that through on to tomorrow. Decision making, a little slow in the process. I'd like to see the offense run a little bit faster than when it was run, but overall for his debut game, not a scrimmage, but game, he did a pretty decent job, and I just expect him to get better every week.
Coach Alonzo Brown has some highlight reel catches that you see on top 10 SportsCenter plays. Talk about his production and your wide receivers in general, how they played last Saturday night.
Well, both Alonzo Brown and DJ Whitfield on the wide side, they did a really good job. And then, of course, Jalen Jackson now moving over to the slot. Who you're going to see playing a lot more offense this week simply because we just don't have the depth. So I told him to drink a lot of water and make sure he's ready to go and make sure he has a good meal tonight because he's going to have a lot of energy to take away from him. But Alonzo Brown, he is a playmaker. You know, he stands out. He's going to make plays every week. I think we need to target him more. We only targeted him six times throughout the game. He had four catches, I believe. I think he was our leading receiver as far as yardage goes. And he's going to make plays, and he'll continue to make plays all year.
Coach, if you watched the game, and you know we had a lot of passing yards, but I didn't realize we had over 100 yards rushing in the contest. Talk a little bit about your running backs. Shaq Robinson, he played well. There was one run late in the game where he kept his feet moving and got a first down. Talk about their play in general.
Well, Shaq's definitely been a pleasant surprise. You know, in the beginning of the year, the running back that was going to take the load between the tackles was Ben McLeod, and Ben got hurt. Shaq is more of an outside perimeter runner, but he had to step his game up and run inside the perimeter a lot. I was going to use TJ Carmina to step inside and run inside the box some, but TJ, you know, he sprained his ankle there in the game, and so Shaq had to step up and do a lot of the perimeter and the inside running, and he's really done a good job. He surprised me. Mm-hmm. Shaq's one of his best attributes is actually catching the ball out of the backfield. So,
Coach, we've got some offensive line mothers assembled right in front of us. 400 yards of total offense. How did the offensive line play Saturday night? That's kind of a setup question, isn't it?
the offensive line played well. They were efficient. We only had a couple busts here and there, but pass protection was really good. And they had their hands full with the defensive line that they saw. That was a very good front six. The four D linemen, two of those guys are Division One, both those defensive ends are. And then the linebacker, you know, number 47, he's a pretty special ball player as well.
He is special.
And they're good against the run. And our offensive line did a good job. You know, we want us to be more efficient on offense. Like I said, we want to be more balanced. I'd love to see us rush for 200, throw for around 250.
Okay, Coach, when we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit about the defensive performance, and we're getting special teams and all that other stuff. So more to come on the Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender's Coaches Show, Moon Doggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates!
Every athlete knows that if you can't play, you can't win. Hi, I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. We treat a variety of sports and non-sports injuries with proven expertise in joint replacement, arthroscopic surgery, and physical rehabilitation. With the support of Southeast Georgia Health System, our orthopedic specialists are committed to getting you back to your life quickly.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447 or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Baxley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
The stress of being in an accident doesn't need to be compounded by dealing with a body shop that doesn't have your best interest in mind. That's why Barber's Body Shop has been in business for over 20 years, because they care about you. Locally owned and operated, which means the Barber's Body Shop family are people you know, your neighbors, people you go to church with and you see on Friday nights. Highway 341, just before the overpass next to Langford Auto Parts, 912-262-6841. And remember, let's go Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender and the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch on location from Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Moondoggies, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Barber's Body Shop, and Coastal Pines Technical College. Coach, our defense, we came out in the first half, you know, we gave up some yards on the ground, gave up some points, but it seemed like we made some pretty good adjustments at halftime. Overall assessment of how your defense played?
Overall, we played pretty well. In the beginning, they gave us a couple overloads, and when they gave us those overloads, we had a little bit of difficulties adjusting on the defensive line. They were down blocking us pretty good, and later on, we made the adjustments, we fixed it, then we were able to take that play away. And also, the linebackers, they flew around, we hit hard, we played pretty good. I got special guests that just came in. I got a couple more players just walking in, our defensive coordinator. So I'm going to put them on the spot a little bit here, too.
Okay.
Cam, what's your assessment of the way the defense played?
We played hard. We great effort. And, we played pretty good.
What about you, Aubrey?
We played pretty smart. We just do our job and we handle everything that we're supposed to. We get the job done.
Coach, our defense set up our first touchdown. We forced a bad punt from Coffey. I think the gentleman sitting to your left had a big sack that helped force the punt right there, Cam Futch. And talk a little bit about how we were reeling a little bit after the turnover, but our defense came out, did their job, and got us the ball in good shape, and we scored that first touchdown.
You know, our defense came through on three of the turnovers that we had, just to let you know, or just to recap it. First, the first touchdown, they came out, we turned the ball over, they shut them down, they forced them to punt out of their own end zone, which gave us the ball in good field position. We were allowed to go down and score. And then also after halftime, we had two fumbles back-to-back, And on both those, our defense bowed their necks. One time held them to a fourth down stop, and then the next time held them to a field goal try, which they missed.
You're listening to the Sean Pender Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Let's elaborate on that a little bit, Coach. We come out of the half, we're down 17-7, and the first two times the offense has the football, we turn it over. Our defense comes out with their backs against the wall, and we don't give up any points. That had to be something that kept us in a football game. Talk a little bit about, again, how pleased you were with that.
It did. I was very pleased with the way they played there. They gave us an opportunity to win, you know. And then the next drive we had, the third drive, we were able to drive it all the way down. And then, we got inside the red zone, and then we had a couple miscues. We had we didn't turn the ball over that time, but we had a penalty that brought us back, and then we had a field goal attempt that we missed. So it was very unfortunate that we didn't come away with any points at that, you know, at that time period.
Coach, our pass defense was solid. We give up, only thing I can remember is giving up one pass play in the football game, but other than that, our pass defense seemed like it was pretty solid Saturday night.
I'll let Coach McTeer talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
He's our defense coordinator. Okay. How's it going, kid?
Good. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm good. I'm pass defense, yeah. You know, Jordan Wigfall did give up a big play. Yeah, I think he lost his grandmother early in the morning, so he had a lot on his plate. I thought he had pretty good coverage. Player, he wanted us, he's a good player, and I think he's got a few D1 offers, and we really took 8 out of the game. He was supposed to be their big guy, and he really hadn't had a big game yet, so someone down the road is going to run into him because he's a good player too. But the tall kid caught a long ball, I guess it was late in the third, and it set him up. I felt like the first half we did a good job of getting them out of what they really came there to do. I knew when we went and scouted them, when they put the Mike linebacker in at running back, he's a D1, you know, he's SEC offensive linebacker, he's a very good athlete. He gave us trouble on him. I think if you go and look at the stats, he hurt us. He hurt us. I knew he was going to be tough. I think even Futch might have hit me up earlier that night with Twitter because they were tweeting back and forth, and the kid was excited about that opportunity, as was Cam. And he really, I think he was 90% of their offense other than that one pass.
Right.
You know, the little 22 scat back, I think we hit him pretty well all night. They were a little bigger than we were up front. But we're going to run into that a lot this year. Now, our front plays real hard, and we're rotating a bunch of guys up there and trying to find the right mix with a couple others and getting them in. We're dealing with some hydration issues, whereas we work these kids a little harder than I think anybody else will.
Okay.
We push our kids hard, and they've got to start taking that hydration serious, especially this time of year when it's raining and it's humid. They don't realize how much it takes out of them. And we're working on that. We're working on teaching that and pushing that because, you know, we lost J-Jack in and out.
Mm-hmm.
He's going both ways for us at times, and you can't have him cramp. He's one of the better players on the team. He cramped up a little bit early in the third. Now he recovered, but he's our best guy in the secondary. He's one of our more explosive return men, so we just kind of keep him on the field. I feel if he'd have been out there when we tried him, I mean, it might not have been that side. They might not have tried him. You know, I think he can make plays back there.
Coach, at first half, they had some yards. They were successful running that little power play right at us, sealing us off on the edge. But it seemed like at halftime, we made some adjustments on the run defense kind of side of things. Talk a little bit about some of those adjustments we made at halftime, because they didn't seem, in the third quarter, they weren't getting those yards like they were in the first half.
Well, a lot of the stuff, I think it was just people are playing different spots than they used to. You know, now Sherrod is an outside linebacker more than he is a strong safety. We're trying to keep him as close to the ball because we know people are going to try to get him as far away from the ball as possible. And we've moved a few kids. You know, Tevin's playing a strong safety. I believe he was the DN last year. And I think it was a little more learning how to play positions on a Friday night than so much adjustments. I think they started feeling, you know, they catching their checks, seeing it a little bit faster. Then the game slowed down a little bit for him, and they started executing just a little bit better. We had a couple alignment mistakes that we have to fix. And they're easy fixes. It's just being locked in and understanding, you know, certain things we do are too high. And we'd be in a too high call, and we'd have a safety in a one high look. And we've had this happen before. I think it hurt us one time in Cordial. Same situation. I had a safety come, and we gave a big touchdown in the big game. It's just growing pains when you put in a new scheme.
Coach, talk a little bit about Mr. Williams over here to your left. He came up on run support a few times, and – I thought I was watching Greg Blue back in his Georgia days come up on Run Support. Talk a little bit about him, how he's developing. And Sean Ward, we called his name a lot on the radio last Saturday night. Talk a little bit about those two.
Yeah, I think Sean was, I guess, maybe a player of the week, and he's been it twice, and I think he's led the team in tackles both weeks. He is playing Mike, and Cam has moved to a Sam, which I think Sam, you were the Mike last year, were you not? And so Sean's doing a great job. I mean, he filled 47 a couple times, and he won the battle, you know. He's a little shorter, so I don't think he's getting the recognition he may deserve, or he may end up by the end of the season. Now, Aubrey, I think he had 10 tackles, or a combination of like 12 with assists. Aubrey's doing a good job. I mean, he covers a lot of ground back there. We're still working on technique because, again, he was a linebacker. They kind of didn't know what to do with him because of his physicality, but his speed last year, and we kind of put him at safety. So he's still learning the fine angles and stuff like that, but he's coming up, he's flying around and finding things. Working on his checks, you know, he's got a lot of response. We put a lot on our free safety. And he basically, we don't call a lot of coverages. They're married to certain blitzes, and he's got to know what formation they're in and what the call is, and then get the check and make it and be vocal with it, and that's all new to him.
Coach, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk a little bit to Coach Pender about special teams, and then we'll talk a little bit about the Cook County Hornets. And the game got changed from Friday night to Thursday night. Tomorrow night at Glenn County Stadium will be our home opener. So we'll be right back on the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glenn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.
This crazy South Georgia weather is like a box of chocolates. But no matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. In fact, Air Adjusters has combined experience of over 100 years. High quality work, trained professionals. Give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. Looking for top quality furniture at prices that blow away the competition? Jessup Furniture Outlet. Ashley, Universal, Bassett, Lexington, and so many more. Jessup Furniture offers delivery and 12-month interest-free financing located at 651 Scranton Road next to Old Times, or give Jessup Furniture a call, 912-267-1897. Also, find Jessup Furniture on Facebook. Jessup Furniture, your top quality furniture outlet that won't break your budget.
Welcome back to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender. All right. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, I'm Kip Branch on location at Moondoggies. This segment is brought to you by Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Air Adjusters, and by Jessup Furniture. Coach, special teams. We missed a field goal, missed an extra point. We were lined up all sides on a punt, and I know you weren't pleased with that, so talk a little bit about some of that and, you know, missed field goals, you can't do anything about that. That's just, you know, sometimes it happens, and, you know, but the offsides penalty on the punt, I know that had to be frustrating for you. That kept a drive alive,
and they ended up scoring on that drive. So, yeah, that's definitely frustrating, but that's things you expect in your first out when everything is live. That's the first time our punt team, or punt return team, has been on the field. In the scrimmage game, both in the spring and in the scrimmage game earlier, our special teams weren't live, our punt teams weren't even out there, or punt return teams. So yeah, those are just little mistakes, and you can't have those mistakes on Friday nights when you're playing against really tough opponents. And then of course the kicking game, I was pleased with our kick coverage. Our kick return, we had to fix some things on blocking. We didn't do a very good job there on blocking on kick return. But then I still don't know what our punt team's going to be like, so hopefully we won't find out.
And let's hope we don't punt for a while. Coach, we got Cook County coming in tomorrow night instead of Friday night. Tomorrow night kickoff at 7 o'clock at Glenn County Stadium. Coach, talk a little bit about the weather and how it feels like at times we live in the Pacific Northwest, like we live in Seattle, and it rains every day. Talk a little bit about how much the weather's kind of hindered you a little bit in preparation for football season.
Well, you know, everybody I think is being affected by it, so it's not just us. But yeah, there is a little bit of drawback when you have to go to the gym and get some of the work in because of lightning, or even on the days when there is no lightning but it's raining and you're out there with, and you're throwing soaking wet footballs and trying to prepare, it gets a little sloppy. You would definitely, you know, like to have better weather, but yeah, I think we're put in that position for a reason.
Coach, Cook County comes in here. Talk a little bit about the scheme that they run on offense and defense and what kind of challenges they're going to have for us tomorrow night.
Well, the challenge that they're going to do with their offensive scheme, it's something that we haven't seen very much or we hardly ever see. Now, fortunately, in our OTAs in the summertime, we were able to go against Clinch County a couple times, and Clinch County runs the same offense they do. It's a single wing offense. It's meant to try to confuse you. They'll go foot-to-foot splits. You don't know who they're going to hike the ball to. They have two quarterbacks lining up in A gap, and they'll hike it to one, hand it to the other, fake hand it to a guy, run a lot of misdirections, a lot of little power plays, and it's definitely a run-oriented type offense with some waggles, play-action passes that they'll do, try to mess with you a little bit, try to confuse you is what they are. It's more of a finesse scheme, in my opinion. Now, their defense, they're going to run what's called a 3-3 stack with an overhang to the field. They're going to play a cover four look that you're going to see when we are in a one-back situation. When we're in a 20 personnel or two-back situation, they're actually going to bring both those ponies up and make it look like almost like a 5-3 type look, but it's still a 3-3 stack with two ponies walked up, and they're going to play man coverage behind it.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, your first home game as head coach at Brunswick High is here. Talk a little bit about what that means and how you're looking forward to it. I mean, we've been working hard now since you got here in February, and now that first home game's here. Talk a little bit about anticipation for that first home game.
Well, one of the things I'm anticipating, it'll be my first time in the home locker room. I haven't been in the home locker room yet, so I'm kind of curious to see what it's like over there. So that's something that I'm very interested in seeing. Also, just the type of crowd we have. I know it's a Thursday, but I'm really interested in what our blue crew has to offer. You hear things about. I remember them in basketball where they showed up and they're wild, and the student body when they show up in force. It, our kids feed off of that, when their peers are out there and they're raising Cain and showing support. So I'm hoping we get a good support from the blue crew and from our home fans.
Coach, injury report coming out of the Coffee game, coming into the Cook game. Talk a little bit about, you're going to get banged up a little bit as the season progresses. Any injuries of note you want to talk about?
Well, we have a few. I mean, we talked about Ben McLeod earlier with his toe and him out for 6 weeks. Of course, our quarterback, we talked about him earlier, but he's getting better. His arm's getting stronger, every day, and he's doing treatment on it. So I feel comfortable with him coming out. Now, we do have some issues at the running back spot. We lost Ben, and then Terrell Carmina, we moved him from the slot to the running back, and then Terrell Carmina sprained his ankle in the game, and he hasn't been able to practice all week. He's going to tape it up, and we're going to look at him in pregame just to kind of see where he's at. And then, unfortunately, we had another Jalen Tremmons, another running back, went down today. So that kind of hurt. But that's just going to – we have other guys that are going to step up and take their place. And Jalen Jackson, like we talked about earlier, you saw him as a receiver. Well, now you can see him run the football as well. And then also Sherrard Frazier, he's learning the plays. He's coming over. We just got to try to keep the boys hydrated and keep them where they're so effective on the defense and special teams, because they're not going to be resting there that much.
Coach, we've got a pretty good group assembled in here tonight. Any last comments you want to make to them before we suit it up tomorrow night and play Cook County?
Well, you know, just like last time, I want them to come out and support us. I know that the crew we'll have in here is going to come out and support us, but I want to make sure that, you know, the people listening come out and support us as well. And I believe we're going to, you know, fix those mistakes that we made last week. I think we're an exciting team to watch. I think we're an explosive team to watch on both sides of the ball. You know, I think our defense is very, very physical, and I know that, you know, fans like to see that physical play, and then offensively, we're very explosive. We can score at any moment, at any time, so don't blink.
Good luck tomorrow night, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Moondoggies and join us every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Sean Pender Show. For Coach Sean Pender, I'm Kip Branch signing off, and as always, go Pirates.
Go Pirates. Go Pirates.